Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, The Word is Near. Romans 10:8, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. In the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning in the 13th verse, we read about two disciples who were on a journey. They had been walking and discussing the news of the day. The disappointment and confusion of the crucifixion of Jesus was laying heavy on their hearts, and they were sad and discouraged. It could be that they were talking of the rumor that had come to them of Jesus' resurrection. But there was so much uncertainty, they felt it best to leave town. The Romans would be involved, and if the seal that Pilate had put on Jesus' tomb had been broken, someone would pay, most likely those who followed the Lord. As we ponder this story, we can't be certain of their conversation as it is not fully revealed, so we can only surmise. However, we do know that they were sad and downcast. And as they traveled, the words they spoke were heard by Jesus as he unexpectedly appeared to them. As he approached, he said, "What manner of communication are these that ye had one to another as ye walk and are sad?" Luke 24:17. We need to understand that the words that we speak are not found on the tip of our tongue, nor do they come from the top of our head. No, they come from a place that is found much deeper than that, deep within our very being, our heart. Scripture calls that part of us the hidden man of the heart, 1 Peter 3:4. So from this we understand that our heart is hidden from sight. But although it can't be seen, it can be heard. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. So the mouth reveals that which fills our heart. And that is why Jesus tells us in Matthew 12:37, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So as Jesus walked up and joined Cleopas and his companion, Jesus heard the words that they spoke, and those words revealed the condition of their heart as they walked down the long road to Emmaus. The point that we must now clearly understand is that our words reveal to God our heart's true condition. Are we in faith or are we in fear? Are we confident in God or are we confused? Are we rejoicing or are we sad? The words that we speak reveal to everyone the condition of our heart. That raises a question that we are now ready to address. Can I choose the condition of my heart? Or is my heart just reactionary to the circumstances I face? That is a good question, an interesting question. We need to consider this question based on what the Lord says on this matter. So let us now go to His Word to hear Him. Let's begin with a psalm, Psalms 19:14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." This prayer that David prayed is expressing his heart's desire that his words and his deepest thoughts would be in line with and acceptable to God. So this scripture indicates that we do have a choice. Let's find another. Psalms 39:1. "I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle." Again, this scripture makes clear that the words that we speak are a choice that we make. Let's look at another now from Romans 10, verse 9. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Paul here makes it very clear that the words we confess, and that means to speak forth from the heart and believe, are our choice. We can choose to speak words that are right from Scripture and line up with God's Word. We can choose words that are filled with hope, filled with faith, and filled with power. And that is what the Lord is calling us to do today. That is what Jesus pointed out to Cleopas and the other disciple. He pointed them to the sad tone of their conversation and then rallied them to faith by speaking words from the Scriptures, words that caused them to respond in faith. So one of the great lessons of the Emmaus Road story is the demonstration of the power of God's Word in the heart and mouth of the believer, and how God wants us to combat every evil that is against the will of God by putting His Word in our heart and in our mouth. For as you continue to read through those passages in Luke 24, you see where Jesus began to reveal the Scriptures to the disciples as they walked. Beginning with Moses and then the prophets, He showed them all the Scriptures that related to His coming and the events that were now fulfilled. And what was their response to these words of Scripture? Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures, Luke 24:32. Yes, their hearts were on fire with the Word. Their hearts burned and blazed with fire of faith in the Word of God, and they could not contain that burning Word. They had to return to Jerusalem that same hour to share the Word with all of the other disciples. Again, we see that the words they spoke from their mouth was a choice that they made. Before Jesus joined them, they chose sad words of the events of the day. After Jesus joined them, they chose words filled with faith from the Scripture that set their hearts on fire with the faith of God. And they took those faith-filled words to share with their friends back in Jerusalem. Friends, I pray that you hear these words today and then choose to speak words from Scripture, words of faith, words that light the fires of faith in your heart and the hearts of those who hear you. This is the power of God's Word working in our hearts. So remember, the Word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. Romans 10:8. Friends, I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. If you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com. fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church channel on YouTube. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends, and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has you. Well, thank you again, friends, for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.